Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 14. We don't have any guests today, you guys.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
I don't know if it's because I'm key, but I'm really feeling our intro today.
Like, it's your first time hearing it. Like, ooh, that shit was filthy.
That shit was filthy.
For real, though.
We really did that shit on the spot.
We're just like, let's just do it.
We're filthy.
What's up, dog?
Nothing much, man.
It's just us.
It's just
I know
us.
You guys was waiting for it, just
man,
us, though,
minute.
Episode.
It's been a minute.
It has been
tired
a minute.
Of you niggas coming to our studio with extra people.
Having to be nice and shit. episode 14, the last time we were alone, we did our pilot by ourselves in Mackin' and Prankin', which was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been some time.
Shout out to Rafi Davis for coming through last episode. 8-0.
8-0.
Much love.
I got to work on that 8-0, I guess. Isn't that what he told me?
You got to drag it out a little bit.
So, go ahead.
Did you see that video online with the bride riding in the car with her daughter? And she was like telling her daughter, like,
the
your
dad
daddy
didn't
don't want
see
this bitch. What's up with bitches, man?
So, yes. I feel like there wasn't enough information mm-hmm. for me to give a, you know, to really speak on it mm-hmm. because I don't know the conversation.
Right.
I don't know the situation. It could have been, you know, I don't know how bad it was. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as having that conversation with your child, I'm with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely keep it real.
Putting it on
internet.
The internet, that's where it's always going to, you know, that's where I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%.
So, yeah. Just sad. It was sad either way, however it goes.
Definitely keep it real with your kids, but
keep it between y'all and keep it really real though.
Yeah.
You know, cuz at this point you're doing it for the gram or whatever, you know, for the likes.
She's trying to hurt that nigga more than anything.
So or send it to the dad. Be like, you know, this is what the fuck you just did or whatever, you know? Yeah, this is what's happening.
Your
this is how
is
she
miserable.
Feels. But everything's just so internet. I can't take it. I don't know. It doesn't feel genuine all the time.
Fucking internet.
So, I saw something on the internet was actually a Michael Jackson. This little boy, I don't know how old he was. He looked like he was like 10. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dancing to all these it was like a medley of Michael Jackson songs. And he was filthy.
Killing it.
It's just funny to me that these little kids, because even my kids love Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. my nieces and nephew, everyone. These are little kids. He's dead, first of all.
Right.
And then his music is, you know, the music that they love is obviously timeless, but I'm saying it's so old. Everyone's a Michael Jackson fan. It's like, it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
You hear Michael and you're like, wow.
Always
I know
forever.
So many little kid Michael Jackson fans.
Yeah, me too.
It's crazy.
Man, that's just that music that lasts. I don't think there's any music like that now today.
But that's what we was talking about when we had that Chris Brown conversation about classics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's
ain't nobody gonna be singing Chris Brown as a 10-year-old kid in 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see it.
So far from what I heard, I mean, the kid said he was dying of cancer. He was in Make-A-Wish Foundation. He claims he had 2 weeks to live, and it was his dying wish to meet Michael Jackson. Come on, man, give me a fucking break. This kid is 10 years old. He don't remember Thriller. The fuck you want to meet Michael Jackson for, honestly? I remember Thriller, and I just, like, kind of want to meet this nigga, Mike.
But Michael Jackson, you're going to be singing.
They're going to still be Thriller,
Bad,
all of that.
Yeah,
for sure. Exactly. This Is Us. The last episode of This Is Us, I know you don't watch it, but it's a great freaking show.
Okay, I'm going to give in, and I'm going to go watch
it. And you may not like it. It's like kind of a broad show.
I can't be in the house crying and shit.
It was so emotional for me the last episode. I don't know why, but I mean, I'm talking about boo fucking hooing.
Really, nigga?
Hey, y'all, this is Nelly. On the contrary to popular belief, Nelly feels.
For real. I was like, oh my God.
She just don't feel you, niggas.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. That's about it as far as what I've been watching on TV.
Shit, Atlanta dropped. I just want to throw that out there. I ain't seen it yet, but I heard it was hilarious. Paul told me it was hilarious.
Our producer said it was good, so yeah. We need to catch up on season one, and then I'll start on season two. Left my record label just Garfield and Rainer Beach back in the playoffs. State championship coming up.
Today, Garfield just smacked
over yesterday. Already basketball championship.
Yo,
again?
Now that we ain't in school, that should be going.
Damn.
Like, but when you in it, like when I was playing basketball, it seemed like it went forever.
Gifted Gap, who was on, I don't know what episode that was, but she was featured in a Billboard article as one of the next upcoming female rappers on the rise. So
shout out to Gifted Gap.
We
go peep her freestyle
though.
On McAnally because she killed that.
Definitely. Tea time. Jay-Z passes Diddy as richest hip-hop act of 2018 with $900 million.
Hey, little dude from across the street. Let me hold a dollar.
So his business hustle has paid off after Forbes listed him as the top earning hip hop artist of 2018, dethroning Sean Diddy Combs. Is that his name right now? Who knows?
Diddy Love.
Who came at number one in 2017?
It's dope to see like Jay-Z do that. But what's more crazy is like P. Diddy, you don't think P. Diddy really out here making moves because he's not in the forefront of shit all the time. Like, Jay-Z, he's putting out music and he's always on, but Diddy's up there still.
First time
his
in
fucking
7
money.
Years that it wasn't Diddy.
That's crazy.
I'm not surprised at all. He's always been the little,
getting his money shit.
Definitely.
From everything, from any and everything. But
behind
shout out to Jay-Z, man. $900 million.
$900 million.
Come invest in McAnally, but let's get like $100,000.
just a little $100,000.
That's a dollar.
Diddy was still at $825 million.
So he's still right there. Yeah. It's like, that's crazy.
That's dope.
Excellence.
For sure. Arizona coach Sean Miller says he's innocent after FBI wiretap case hits the news.
So first of all, how are you going to say you innocent with the wiretap?
Was me.
Nigga, that's you. I don't think they released the audio, but I'm trying to hear that, man. I want to hear it. But he coached their last game against Stanford, and actually they won. So that's what's up.
Yeah, he's denying the allegations. He called the report defamatory.
I have never knowingly violated NCAA rules while serving as head coach of this great program. I have never paid a recruit or prospect or their family or representative to come to Arizona. I never have and I never will.
And said he has never discussed a payment for a player with,
It's a lying ass.
Should they just start paying players,
They need
though?
To start paying these players, man. It's time.
They're getting paid anyway.
Bro, and it's not fair to the ones that's not.
And they're getting their money. Like, how much money do these universities make off these kids?
They're getting billions every year off of this shit.
Definitely.
Come on,
just
man.
Just pay them.
And
not with the education. That's not what we're talking about.
No,
because
how them niggas don't even stay there long enough to keep their education.
Right.
Education.
And it's hard. I can't eat. I'm
broke, nigga. I'm broke. Come on, man. These kids got families, you know what I'm saying? And they're doing media. They're doing commercials, all the type
shit,
bro.
They have certain obligations.
Come on. They're doing everything that they need to do that they would be doing as a pro, but getting paid.
Exactly.
And as a result of not wanting to pay them, they done canceled video games and all that.
Right. They took the names out of it.
Yeah, they did. They don't even make them no more.
Oh, they just stopped
making
them?
College video games? No.
Okay.
Because they're not trying to pay nothing.
I thought they had just took out their last
stop
using
names. Yeah.
Okay.
But then it was like,
and now
fuck
they're
it.
Just like, fuck it, yeah. We don't even need it.
Exactly.
And that's how much money, like, you guys cannot even have video. You could take that loss and still make how much money?
Come on,
that's how much money you guys are making just because you don't want to pay them.
We talked about LeVar Ball starting that league.
Yeah.
Out of high school, they better pay.
Start going to that.
All right.
Rick Ross found unresponsive. But he's fine.
Yeah,
right?
I seen an Instagram post from somebody and said talk to him personally. Some celebrity nigga I follow.
Someone at the Miami mansion belonging to Ross, Williams Roberts, called 911 at 3:34 a.m. for emergency medical support, saying a person matching Ross's description was unresponsive, breathing heavy, and slobbing out of the mouth.
Yes.
A family member strongly denied the report, too, by the way.
Yeah. So they said what I seen on Instagram is he's fine, he's in the ER, but he's not on life support.
Okay. Well, he has a history of seizures.
Yeah. But it's crazy, though, because I mean, he's been if you watch his Snapchat, you don't do that shit, but.
No.
he be in a gym and eating fruit and working out and shit. So, yeah. I mean, he's just still not healthy. You lost a lot of weight, but.
And you never know what people are putting on. Right. You never know what people are just broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to put my salad and my fruit basket on Snapchat, but I'm not going to show you this fucking fried chicken I just ate, you know.
That's me.
Exactly. It's a lot of niggas. No, it's a lot of people. Whenever I see someone posting some healthy shit, I'm like, okay.
What
else did you eat today? Yeah, no, so get well soon. Health is wealth. Isn't that what Mozzie said? Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. I need my bag.
So, Nori gives details on how he cleared a DMX sample for Drake. In a recent interview with Mont Reality, Nori opens up about giving Drake helping him get clearance for You With Me from DMX. Mm-hmm. So he got him on the phone together and I guess got permission.
And that was a song from Views from the Six, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. If a legend is alive and you need clearance, call them. I guess DMX respects Drake 100 times more for that. So
the question here is, should Nori get a piece of the bag for brokering that sample clearance?
Yes.
Definitely gotta hit that man off, cause that's a popular song. First of all, a lot of people like that song, and that's just out of respect, bro. Cause DMX wasn't fucking with Drake before that.
Yeah. Well, he had to obviously have that connection. I mean, or he had to be that middleman. So. Big Sean announces plan to build top of the line theater in Detroit. Okay.
According to the Detroit Free Press, the theater is expected to open its doors in 2020. This theater won't just be any ordinary theater because it'll have 300 seats auditorium, which will serve as a multi-function venue. It'll also feature 10 to 12 screens. I want to know how
much time you spend. I'm eating this Nutter Butter.
Is it fire? That's dope for Detroit, man.
There's no major movie there in Detroit. That's what
word?
It is. Yeah, so.
Playing
mob games. He was like, it makes no sense to him, so why not?
That's dope for them. That's dope for, you know, Detroit need that shit for their economy. They need that type of shit.
Right, and there's all types of talent or whatever out there.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Sean, putting on for the city.
I feel that it is necessary to build a theater in the city, not only because of the joy and inspiration movies will bring to people's lives, but I hope this theater will become a hub of creativity, a place for intimate concerts, lectures, meetings, and other events.
That's dope. Exactly. That's some legacy shit right there.
Exactly, and that's how you do it. Boy, boy. That's tea time. Oh, yeah, this song, duh.
Is you with me or what?
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? So my sleeper song is called Happiness. It's Happiness and Tell Me. It's like two songs in one by Tory Lanez.
Thank you. see happiness when I find you. I see happiness when I find you. Now you're in the clouds looking for the sky too. Heart touch at the ground too. I find happiness when I find you. I find happiness when I find other times. I hear you say, will you tell me about it? Tell me all about it. Will you tell me about it? Tell me about it.
It was like Claire's Day. I remember it was like,
all right. That was Tory Lanez. I gotta listen to the rest of that project. You know, I think it's Memories Don't Die.
So I end up walking.
It's his new little release. So.
It was just pouring rain the whole time I was walking.
That was dope.
I, you know, thought of you a little bit on that one. I was like, I think Mike will like this. He liked this one. Yeah, exactly.
So, my song, my girl's sister, shout out to Jalen, she put me onto this track. It's called All My Mind by Georgia Smith. And Predator.
Now I'm growing wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about my misery. Yeah. I'm fine.
Play.
Yeah. That's my shit though. That's On My Mind by Georgia Smith and Predator. I think Predator is the producer. There's this thing going on where producers and artists are like pairing up and putting music together. So it's kind of something that's dope.
Oh, it's our music. So I'm introducing a new segment today. We're gonna talk to a couple of my bitches about some things. Our conversations are pretty funny, and I know people like shit like that, so I thought it would be interesting to introduce a new segment.
Bitch.
You know what pagan is?
Yeah.
So, what... If your dude wants to get pegged, would you do it?
Fuck no, that's gay as fuck.
But do you know that they put that the man's G spot is in his ass?
No, I do know that. I have a gay brother, so like he told me everything. No, I do know that, but like I don't know.
But still, right? If you want to get fucked in your ass,
I don't think there's anything wrong with.
You're gay. But if you
I thought you said me.
Okay. No, I'm saying if you want to get fucked in your ass by a dude.
No, you're definitely gay. Like, I would never, if a dude ever asked me to.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, if that's the deal breaker. If I was in a relationship and he's like, I want to be pegged, I would
so.
Take your ass out this fucking house because there's nothing left. I don't know you anymore.
So say this nigga, like, never cheated, never did nothing, per boyfriend.
I can hear you. Fuck. I'd rather you. I can hear.
All of a sudden, he's like, fuck. I want you to fuck me in the ass.
And I'd be like, I'd rather you cheat on me.
You should have asked the other bitch. Because exactly. That's the type of shit you go and cheat and do. If you're going to cheat, you do that gay shit over there.
So if he's like, baby, I cheated because I do some shit to your fuck.
Literally, if somebody asked me to peg them, obviously, it would have... No, I was going to say it'd have to be somebody in a relationship with you, but like...
No, it could be a little... I was about to say, it could have been just a little weirdo.
Yeah, but mainly if somebody was comfortable enough to ask me that, I'd be like, oh, okay, well...
So if you were fucking with a dude and you found out he had his dick wasn't circumcised, is that not, is that a deal breaker?
No.
He pulled
it used to be.
The ant eater.
Not anymore. Oh, so you must have ran into a cool
bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You ran into a little cool. You're like, okay, this is cool.
Fuck.
You ran into a rich one. That's what, look, it was something.
Nah.
He was cool.
Fine
as fuck. He wasn't fine as fuck. His mama was just broke because there's no other way. Why else wouldn't you, your dick be circumcised? Is there anybody who dicks
I don't
sorry?
Know, you know?
Sorry.
No, my shit pretty.
I know you have to throw that, like, disclaimer out there, like, sorry, guys.
Right, sorry. Right, because, you know, some niggas be getting hella quiet. You be like, hey, you could tell it'd be the niggas
I'm
looking embarrassed.
Say, from here on out, yeah, it's like a deal breaker for me, but no.
Yeah, I'm not sucking or fucking no uncircumcised dick. Sorry, and if you're really sucking one, wow. Wow. That's crazy. You did that?
Ladies, you gotta watch these men. Just because a nigga got money don't mean he got his dick cut right when he was a baby. A nigga pull his dick out and motherfucker get a turtleneck.
Bitch, I been knew you was a savage though, bitch.
I don't want no part of you, man. So I'm glad you're my friend.
Yeah, she's crazy because you put that by your face. Oh, I'd be like, you. Mouth, eyes closed. You gotta be, anyway. Mm-mm.
I just can't imagine you. You know what? I can't imagine you doing anything, like, with anybody, because I feel like you would just be mean to it before you
see, that's good. I want everybody to think that. Don't look at, and then when you hear some shit, be like, Millie would never do that. Like,
you
she's
know
not
in my
doing
head,
that.
I'm like, I'm never getting a wedding invite. Like, you're never going to get married, but it's not because no one would want to marry you. It's because you sabotage everything.
Oh, shit, we getting deep now, isn't it?
Right. Oh, I didn't know that this was a therapy session, bitch.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Okay. What are you doing?
Putting my face on.
I hate you. All right, I'm pegging. Would you ever peg a dude? You know what that is?
Pegging? What is that?
So you put on a strap on and you fuck him in the ass?
Oh, that's hella gay. No. Like, I feel like if a dude is even, like, if you even ask me for some shit like that, you're hella sus and you're cut off immediately.
That's okay, cool. Look at cool.
Niggas, you better not be asking for no pegs.
Right. Yeah, go. No, yeah, no. Nah.
And I'm going to screenshot and put that shit on Facebook and tag Mac in there.
If you ask, you got to ask me in person. You definitely want to have that conversation in person.
If you want to be pegged,
message me that.
Call Kayana Moore.
Yes, you can pay for that, though. I know someone who will gladly do that for you.
We got referrals from all the niggas that would be pegged. Okay, don't
exactly. Send, we should have a referral line, a pegging referral line.
Oh,
got
God,
you.
Terrible. That is terrible.
You be fucking with dudes with that aren't circumcised.
I'm not that. Listen, okay, we're not about to be holding.
Oh, shit.
Like, you gotta hold it and shit. Like, I don't even. No. No, I'm gonna pass on that.
So you've never sucked an uncircumcised dick.
No.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Stop. Think about it.
Never. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. No.
Was
it Bill Cosby?
No, like, really? I'm not going to be like every night. Like, I'm not going to put my man be just uncircumcised and like, bro, what are we going to do? Like, can you hear? Hold it up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I'm not doing that. I promise you.
I'm not really into finding out. I don't want
to
know.
Would you pay for your nigga to get circumcised?
Absolutely.
Hey, if a dude's willing to do that, I'm paying for it. I'm like, all right, yeah, because at this old, at this age,
damn, fam, you gotta put a nigga to sleep for that.
Dog, I was in the room when my youngest son got it done. It was bloody.
They do that shit in Africa at like 16, bro. It's a rites of passage.
But I don't know.
If you can't cry, you can't be a man.
See, and I had to really look into that because I've heard that before, but I've never actually done my own research on that. But I know women, they do the clit. They cut the clit, which is fucked up because that's the feeling.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Anyways.
Oh, that sounds extra painful, though.
You gotta be an animal to be sucking and fucking an uncircumcised dick.
Yeah, it's just fucking to work.
It's like eating a big ass noodle.
I don't know what it's like.
I can't say for sure that you even know how to clean that shit.
Hey, Casey, it wasn't me. That's funny.
What if you pulled it back one time and there was like hella shit under there?
Like some fucking belly button fuzz.
Do you have to like toe jam? Dick jam?
You guys are too much.
You guys are dick jam.
Dick
jam, no. Absolutely not.
Do you have to pull it back to pee?
Dick jam ever.
When you pee, do you pull it back? Or can you just like let your pee just sit in there and then get a, it's like a little petri dish.
No, I'm not.
I would guess you would have to pull it back.
I assume you gotta pull it back.
Because it's just gonna be moisture in there.
A little bit.
because I'm circumcised, and when I pee, I still wipe my shit. You still got to. You still gotta wipe it, pat it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So I imagine if it's not circumcising, yeah, you need to.
Right, I can only imagine what you have to do.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy. I'm telling you, it was worth every damn cent I paid for my kids.
Right, and then it's like, I don't understand moms that don't do that shit. And it's like, first of all, bitch, this isn't your decision. So now when he's a grown-ass man, he's going to have a whole turtleneck dick, and it's your fucking fault.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
My cousin called me about a family member that had called her about her Facebook post or something. And my pet peeve today is old bitches, old people on social media. Stay in your fucking lane. You just don't get it. Don't fucking come up. We don't care. We don't care. That's the whole point. We don't care. They'd be so, oh my gosh. And don't let it be family where it's like, you don't want to make these people. No. I'm making it look bad. I don't care. Be a better person if you don't want me to air your shit out or whatever. Or obviously, I don't care. It's my business. We don't care. Stop. Hey, Susan. That's my mom's name. It's fucked up. Mind your business or unfriend me. Goddamn. Especially if you don't contribute to someone's household or anything or anything. Like, mind your business. Whatever. That's it.
MacTales.
MacTales. MacTales. MacTales. MacTales.
So, today I'm introducing a new segment. I'm going to get a nigga guideline to break a little bit. But shout out to the MUU. You already know what's up. Much love. Today I'm going to be introducing MacTales, where I tell you some crazy shit that happened in my life. And it's some of it's funny, some of it's sad, some of it's whatever. But we're going to... We're gonna do it. So, I'm gonna tell this story right now before somebody else tells it. It's already been told on Facebook, but I'm gonna tell it on the air. So, I moved to Kent when I was about 12. I think, yeah, about 12, going on 13. And that's where I met some of my best friends. Like my nigga Corey, shout out my nigga Corey, my nigga Huey P, amongst other niggas, my nigga Chuck, Jerry, all them niggas. So there used to be this Safeway and this Albertsons. They used to be right next to each other in Kent on 212. And we used to go steal from the motherfuckers all the time, bro. We used to go to the Safeway, steal from the deli, like get 3 pounds of chickens and JoJo's and just walk out. And we used to go to Albertsons and steal the Gatorades. They used to be sitting in the front and just steal them and walk home, whatever. So one day we was hungry. We was going to steal from Albertsons today. And we do the same thing with the deli. We go get the chicken, because Albertsons didn't make you pay at the front, at the thing. You could take it to the front. So niggas is getting what they want. And again, I grabbed this rotisserie chicken. And the shit's literally right by the front door. So I grabbed the rotisserie chicken and literally head out the door. And I don't know what it was, but something in my mind told me it was hot. And I should like hide the rotisserie chicken. So I put the chicken in my sweats. As I'm running out of the store, the chicken opens and all this hot chicken grease spills on my fucking leg. And I'm running out the hours. It's like, nigga, the grease, bro. And my niggas are crying laughing. as we're running out, I didn't even end up getting the chicken.
How embarrassing.
I just threw the chicken on the floor. So everybody else had food. I didn't have nothing because I fumbled my chicken. So
MacTails.
MacTails. MacTails.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Local music. Local music.
Local music. Hey. I think I'm first. I'm gonna go first.
Yep.
Shout out my nigga Low Key Kurt. He sent me this cat song. His name is Chandler. He's from Seattle.
Shout out to Kurt.
His album's out called From My Soul. He has a song called Mine. Fuck with it.
La, 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 la. I'm blessed to see another day. Sunshine and the rainfall. But while you gotta rain on my parade, oh, you know that that's uncalled for. I'm just trying to live my life one step at a time. So why you gotta hold me back and keep me from this grind? I don't know who took your joy, but you can't have mine.
But you can't have mine.
And I don't know who took your smile, but you can't take mine.
But you can't take mine.
I don't know who took your joy, but you can't have mine.
But you can't have mine.
And I don't know who took your smile, but you can't take mine.
But you can't take
la, 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 la.
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Chandler wouldn't mind. His Instagram is the official Chandler. T H E O F F I C I A L C H A N D L E R. This whole project is dope. It's called From My Soul, man. Peep that.
All right. So this was an email submission. Jay Freeze. And Plans is the name of this one.
She just tryna smoke, she just wanna dance, she just tryna chill. Girl, you hella bad, let's just make a plan. Won't you complain and just come through? I said she just tryna smoke, she just wanna dance, she just tryna chill. Girl, you hella bad, let's just make a plan. Won't you complain and just come through? I said she just tryna smoke, she just want dance, she just tryna chill. Girl, you hella bad, let's just make a plan. Yeah. I said she just tryna smoke, she just want dance, she just tryna chill. Girl, you hella bad, let's just make a plan. Won't you complain and just come through? Like fuck social media.
Alright.
I'm just tryna meet with ya.
Okay.
Like fuck all them likes and them comments and texts. I speak worse Wikipedia. Fuck what they talk, that's just media. Keep between us, that's just media. And every time you're around and go down, ain't no sound. We just cut to the speakers bus. It's not just me, it's us.
Is that right?
Never married.
All right,
us.
That was Jay Freeze. And his Instagram is JPHREEZE underscore music.
That was dope.
That was cool.
Cool.
Keep
vibe.
Submitting your music. Macanelli Podcast at gmail.com. We appreciate everything. We get a lot of music, so. It's a lot to weed through, but.
And please get your music mixed and mastered.
And please.
I'm gonna keep saying this. Some of you guys have some really good music, but the quality is killing your songs. So.
It does take away from the song.
Please.
Shout out to Digital Soapbox Network. Quote of the day, we're gonna let someone talk for us today.
How is it that some people ski in the wintertime while others freeze to death? The only thing that's promised in life is change, and the only thing that you have power over is your reaction to it. Don't ask that the task be easier. Pray to God for more wisdom. Don't ask for more resources to complete the task. Ask yourself, how can I be more resourceful? Don't shy away from the impossible. Ask yourself, what does it take to make it possible? At the end of the day, every season has its victory and its defeat. Learn to ski in the wintertime.
That was Ivan Gaskin. His IG is Ivan underscore Gaskin. All right, that's episode 14.
Peace, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y.
riding in that 650 cold, 650 cold, 650 cold. Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.